A white nigger.
Did you ever heard that?
Yeah.
Seem not to.
Oh, mate. Let me see. If you wanted to know how many miles it was to somewhere, you might pull up in a filling station if you were going to Athens and ask the man how
far it is to.
Okay. If you were getting ready to go somewhere and somebody was trying to rush you, you say, "Don't get in a hurry. I'll be there in what?"
The jiffy or
okay.
A while.
Okay. Somebody might say, "Well, I'm not going to do it," and you might say, "Well, I'm not
either."
Okay. Now I'm going to point to some things here and ask you what you call them. What do you call this part of your head here?
Forehead.
Okay, and up on top of your head is your
skull.
Okay.
Top of your head. Hair.
Okay. Before I shaved the other day, I had a
beard.
Okay. And these things here are what?
Ears.
Okay, and the one on this side is what?
Your right ear.
And this is?
Left ear.
Okay. And the thing you eat with here is your
mouth.
Okay. And the outside right here where you tie your tie around is a what?
Your neck.
Okay, and inside where your food goes down is your
throat.
Okay. And you chew your food with your
teeth.
Okay. And one of them would be a
tooth.
Right. And your teeth are in your what? I mean, they're in your mouth, but there's the thing that the roots are in are what?
Your jawbone.
Okay. And what about gums?
Yeah, well, they are in your gum.
Your jawbone, I guess, is the same.
This part, yeah, it is.
This part of your hand is what?
Panty hand.
Okay. And this is a what?
Fist.
And two of them would be?
Two fists.
Okay. And sometimes people have, if they've got rheumatism or something on a cold day or a damp day, they kind of hurt where? In their what?
Joints.
Okay. And these are what?
Shoulders.
Okay, and across here, when you get a coat or something, they measure a man across here for his what measurement?
Chest.
Okay. And this is, one of these is a what?
Hand.
And two of them would be?
Two hands.
Okay. And down here is what?
Your foot.
Okay, and two of them?
Your feet.
Right. And the front part of your leg, right?
Calf of your leg.
Okay, no, the front, something you might skin.
Chin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard anybody use the term haunch or hank or hunker or something talking about a person's leg when they, I've heard haunch talking about an animal's leg, but I think they're talking about the thigh up here.
I think so.
I'm not
sure. I wouldn't be positive about that either.
Have you ever heard anybody say, talking about somebody who doesn't look real well, they say, "Well, you look kind of
poor, bad."
Okay. My mother says peaky,
I think.
Different term.
Yeah, everybody's got all kinds. About a person who's stout or strong, what if you said a person was stout, would that mean he was strong or would that mean he was just heavy set?
Well, if he's stout, he'd be strong.
Okay. A person who laughs a lot and has a good time, you'd say, "Well, he sure is
jolly."
Jolly.
Okay. A person who stumbles and falls around a lot, runs into things and drops tools, he sure is.
Oh.
Yeah. A person who won't spend a dime, who hangs on to his money, you say, "Well, he sure is a
tat
was." Yeah, right.